Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Shit is heavy. Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from our original home, all the way back to when this thing was called I Love Movies. The Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, Franklin location in Los Angeles, California. It's Tuesday, September 13th, 2016, and I want to see some tags. All right, that's a few. I think that those who brought name tags each have about a 10% chance of winning. And my favorite is ABT, mostly just because it's the largest one. Yeah, and because she's got fans here. You guys looking for seats? Come on in. Don't be shy. Yeah, come on, grab a seat. Hey, what's up? Haven't seen you in a while. Oh my God, that's crazy. Hey, I'm gonna do some plugs. Doug plugs. Tomorrow night here in Los Angeles, I'm interrupting Now You See Me 2 at CineFamily. Yeah, we tried to do it once, but that movie is truly magical. And refused to be screened. So we're trying again tomorrow night. So come down to see Cocktail when we can't show Now You See Me Too. And they say, what else do you want to show? Because last time I said Roadhouse, and so it goes in that order. Roadhouse and then Cocktail are my favorite movies to make jokes during. They both have equally great moments where Kelly Lynch's ass moves into the screen and you can go and get a huge laugh. Friday, I'm doing stand-up at 4:45 in the afternoon at the Kaboo Music Festival. So I don't know who's going to be at the comedy stage that early on a Friday afternoon, but it's in Del Mar, California, where the turf meets the surf. And where the turf meets the surf down in old Del Mar. And then next Monday, September 19th, Doug Loves Movies is back at the UCB Sunset location. at 10:30 p.m. Late show on a Monday. Ow! You can watch your stupid football and then come over. All of my dates and links are at DougLoveSMovies.com. That's DougLoveSMovies.com. The prize bag has some stuff in it. Your guess is as good as mine. Oh, of course, Phil Bill coloring book is in there. That has to be in there. There has to be a Douglas Movies t-shirt, of course. Also, there has to be, every time, I always include a DVD of No Country for Old Men. And every time in the bag is a napkin from when Roseanne and Tom Arnold got married. In June 23rd, 1991, I was there wearing a yarmulke against my lord. Oh, hey, speaking of the Lord, it's never too early for Christmas tree ornaments to be given away on the show from Scrolling It Out Woodworks. This is a Christmas tree ornament that is the Douglas Movies logo in wood. A little wooden Douglas Movies Christmas tree ornament. A few of those left, so those are going to be coming out in the bag every... Oh, what do you know? Another pipe from Peacemaker. I've got so many pipes from Peacemaker, you're never going to not hear that word on this show. And also, whatever my guests brought. So please give a big warm welcome to Joe Bagos, Jacob Siroff, Shane Moss, and Dan Telfer. Hot lineup, hot show. I almost forgot to mention that I also have, from the nice folks at Loot Crate, not just a fucking Loot Crate, but a Loot Crate DX. Woo! Yeah, and I was complaining about how heavy it was. And I'm not going to name names, but one of the panelists said, did it hurt your pussy?
He picked it up and he was like, ugh, it's a shoebox.
It's, dude. Because that's the best way to prove how heavy something is just throw it onto the ground.
I can't wait for someone to win those broken prizes.
Because, like, if... I don't think there's any, like, bongs inside a Loot Crate. I mean, maybe something to look forward to. But let's take a look real quick. Well, first, let's meet our guests individually, and then I'll fuck around with my my Loot Crate. Sitting directly to my left, first-time guest on the show, it's a film director, dare I say horror film director? Do you like to be categorized as that?
I'm cool with that.
He's cool with that.
I mean, look at him.
It's Joe Bagos, everybody. He's got a new film that is currently available on iTunes and shortly will be available on where else? VOD?
It's on all VOD right now.
All VOD right now? Right.
I hope you guys like it because I got 6 fucking copies.
He brought a stack of copies. I don't know how to distribute them. There's got to be some sort of scientific way that we can do this. Just get them to the people that deserve them the most.
So the people in the front row.
Well, you know, that tall people, the biggest person here just got one. Do you want to throw one, Joe? You brought them.
Sure.
Oh, he just took out a light. He just took out a light for the listeners at home.
The horror film director knocking out the lights and then murdering someone. Darkness is his friend. Oh, they just proved that the lights work by turning him up. All right, thank you. The Mind's Eye, from the director of Almost Human. I love this quote on the... I was going to say something very similar. The quote on the box says, the best Scanner sequel we never got. And what I wrote was, dare I call it a faster-paced Scanners? So I could have got on the box if I'd just been on top of it. But... So we got one for the prize bag, right?
Yeah, and we got a poster.
Oh, and a poster for the prize bag. Very nice. And how do you, like, do you want to give, like, a brief, I know you've probably done a million interviews about your own movie, but, like, what's, is it electrifying and retina searing as suggested on the back of this container?
I don't know. I fucking hope so. It's basically Scanners on steroids, I guess, is the best way to put
it. It's a more amped up Scanners. Like, because Scanners, you know, when you go back and look at it, there's only a head, one or two things actually explode. There's just the threat of people exploding all the time.
Yeah, it's actually oddly paced. So I just wanted to make something that didn't have any subtext, which some people dislike, but there's no subtext
there.
Great,
take the art out of it. Let's have some fucking fun. That's my motto.
A lot of shit blows up. We fucking used dynamite to blow up bodies. We flipped cars. We shot it all during a blizzard. It's pretty fucking ridiculous. So,
can I just say that I am... Yeah, go ahead and applaud for that. But also... I'm just really impressed with this panel that everyone is drinking black, scary-looking beers that say Bud Light on the side. I've never had an all Bud Light panel before.
That's all that was in the back.
Oh, yeah, there weren't any other options, I guess, but still, I'm sitting here with a pussy-ass water. You guys all have beers. Let's meet everybody else on the panel. The rest of these guys, they've all been on the show before. They're in your top five favorites. I'm not going to say who's better than whom. But let's start with the one closest to me. It's Jacob Siroff, everybody.
Hey, what's up? DLMers. Has anybody called them DLMers before? Certainly that's happened.
Oh, maybe. I don't like to label them, really. But if we do have to go with something, I like short rounds.
I'm looking for a small Asian kid. I don't see one. Do I start talking? Or who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
I don't know where to go with that one. I'm just like, I'll just see if Jacob's got anything else to say about Asian children.
Well, you said short round.
Huh?
You said short round.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
How do you not?
Some movie reference.
Okay.
Yeah, and Dan Telfer is here, everybody. Let's say hi to Dan.
Hi.
He's not going to take us into the race hole.
I don't think I will.
No. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing lovely. How are you, Doug?
You know, I'm waiting for your autobiography.
Oh, shit.
Right? You got to start writing that, dude.
Why?
I think you got a story to tell.
I've had some shit go down.
Right? How much have you talked about in podcast form?
Zero?
And you like it that way? You like to keep it private?
No, you want me to talk about the
You're
cancer?
You're pretty open about it in your Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just kicked cancer's ass.
I'm a cancer, too. I'm also a cancer.
No, Jacob, you don't understand. He's talking about the
makes
disease.
Makes it about himself.
And you're talking about a silly... silly astrology.
No, sorry.
Shut the fuck up, Jacob.
Sorry, I did.
Have you guys listened to Star Wars?
Isn't it crazy?
Jesus.
You survive cancer, people still interrupt you.
I've done the Benson interruption, sir. I enjoy being properly interrupted.
Wow,
here's
a rivalry right out of the gates. I don't need you.
Backstage!
I'm loud, and then I pause. You asked me to start a fake.
I said let's fake a Star Wars fight. I said because we have differing views on Star Wars. I said
we don't even have that different views.
Well,
we're like this close to the same views. Loves his terrible views so much.
But let's throw a chair or something. Is what I was getting at. Maybe, you know, go viral.
Let's make podcast news.
Exactly,
by throwing a chair.
When I was on with Paul Scheer, he threw a chair at me, and it made my career. Quote unquote career.
You can't recreate the magic. It didn't work for Green Day on their third album, and it won't work for you. Thank you for the two people, Kerplunk. So these are my complete iTunes AST records releases, plus two buttons and the chemotherapy port wristband I used to wear in case I needed to be revived, and I don't need that shit anymore. So
wow,
yeah, fuck it, having it taken out on Thursday.
But the wristband thing is holding the buttons onto the CDs. It's a beautiful packaging, Dan.
Thank you.
If comedy doesn't work out for you, just go into packaging of items.
I qualified for Tetris in the Nintendo Power Championships in 1991, so it's about just, you know, having obsessive compulsive disorder to a crippling degree. That's all that efficiency is, Doug.
All right. Well, I'm going to remove all the items from this loot crate DX, and then we'll see if you can put them all back into the same box. But let's also say hello to Shane Moss, everybody.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Patiently waiting to be spoken to down there.
Yeah, I mean,
so patient.
They already know about me from podcast news and whatnot. So I have a 65 city tour with a show about psychedelics that I'm doing this year, and I have some keychains with a DMT stamp that say "Have a good trip," and I also have a coloring book that's weird.
Whoa,
I didn't
weird
think that was
timing,
going to happen.
Yeah.
It's an adult coloring book based on parts of my act. And so, yeah, that's my thing.
Someone here tonight is going to have one of the largest adult coloring book collections in the world by having two of them. And that's a pretty sweet deal. And you've got like a big tour coming up, Shane?
65 cities, yes.
What?
So everywhere in the U.S.
With how many? Do you have a day off here and there?
Not really. I have a couple days off in New York around Halloween, a couple days off for Thanksgiving, and Christmas and New Year's off, and then busy through January.
And so there's like a web address people can go to get all the
Shane
dates? Because we
Moss?
Can't list all 65
no,
dates.
No, I wouldn't expect that.
What's the kickoff show?
It's Flagstaff, Arizona.
What's closing
October
night?
October 2nd. It is... I don't know yet because we just...
What's the midway show?
Go to ShaneMoss.com and just click
just
on the Good
there.
Trip Tour, and you'll have all the information that you need.
All of it will be there.
All of it.
I didn't do prizes. Sorry,
can
someone
order
had a question
the what?
For Shane.
Yes, thank you for asking. You can go to my store and order the coloring book.
Mrs. Moss, ladies and gentlemen. Mrs. Moss.
Stunned by Ramin Nazer, by the way, who's a fantastic comedian and artist.
Yeah, he's got a lot of cool books out, too.
He's awesome. Yeah, he has his own like stand at Meltdown Comics. He's very talented.
I'm cool with that.
I should do my prizes, Doug.
Yeah, what'd you bring, Jacob?
I brought a copy of the Dark Knight Rises screenplay, which is pertinent to the show because, you know, of a certain character... characterization you do.
Oh, let me see it. I'll read a line from the script for everybody.
Well, I wanted to say I did a thing also that it was, as you know, it was written by Christopher and Jonathan Nolan, but the story was by Christopher Nolan and me. I don't know if a lot of people knew that. You can see right there it says Jacob Seraph, and
I signed
it. You
just wrote it in.
I signed. No, I didn't. Are you kidding? That's like an artistic choice that the publisher made.
Right.
Now, no matter what line you read, Doug, you have to say it in a certain voice.
This is Miranda.
Even before you became a recluse, you never came to these things.
Classic line from the movie. I think everybody knows that one. And also I brought, in keeping with the DC thing for some reason, my daughter donated this, my almost 12-year-old daughter. It's a Harley Quinn. Everybody hated the movie, so... And I know we talked earlier on another episode about me taking my children to see that movie, which some people thought was a questionable decision. But,
right,
but it inspired art
but
and prizes.
But she drew this, I dare say, very sexy drawing. Yeah,
it's pretty sexy.
Of Harley Quinn.
She's,
I mean, she got the body thing going pretty
yeah,
good there,
it.
Right? She gave her
no
nice,
thigh gap on that Harley Quinn.
No. Well,
she's,
you know,
thick. She's thick,
thigh
as we
gap
say.
Is
in
overrated.
Oakland.
No, that's really that's. Look at that. Somebody's gonna win that. Put it up on your refrigerator, and if cops ever come over, that'll be that.
Yeah, you. Someone else take it. I don't want to get in trouble.
Great prizes. Oh shit! Loot crate. Shit.
You're having such a hard time opening that.
It's such a big goddamn loot crate full of stuff. There's a handsome Jack mask.
Oh, fuck yeah, Borderlands.
Yeah, there you go. I knew somebody here would know what these are about. There's a cool little Deadshot figurine thing. But that's not Will Smith, though. That's a little tiny alien man.
I think that's Will Smith. It's the character for the movie. That's not what he looks like in real life. But that's a branded from the movie.
I know, but why? But he never looks like that in the movie.
Did he not wear a mask at some point?
But this is a little baby dead
shot. I should know. I saw the movie.
This is a little baby alien dead shot. Oh, shit. A belt? Because, you know. You got to turn the loot crate for all your greatest new fashion items. It actually looks kind of cool. I don't know. It would look really nerdy on, I bet. But it's a Suicide Squad belt
the
with all of the
way
characters'
to do heroin, yeah.
faces on it. Oh, some perfume by Paco Rabanne. Why would that be in Loot Crate, you guys? You completely fell for that. It's a Deadpool aviator with case. Can someone dig into
are
that?
Those glasses?
I just realized it wasn't the cologne.
Oh, this is really nice. This is why this thing is so fucking heavy. It's a really nice hardcover Preacher Book 1 inside there. This is, like I said, now I can't put everything back in now that I've unboxed it, but
look at these
I gotta
fucking
say,
sunglasses.
Whoa, those are actually pretty nice. Pretty cool Deadpool sunglasses, so I'm going to hang on to those. But the rest of this, and the case is really nice too. Holy shit. I wonder if these glasses are a Loot Crate exclusive. Yes. They are? Oh my God! I really am gonna keep these.
Who's the lady that's
I'm
answering?
I'm fucking around. I'm keeping these. Just this muttering voice up there. We'll see who wins, and I'll decide if they get the Deadpool glasses.
You probably only get those with the DX.
I would think so. But I'm going to sign up. I've been thinking about signing up for Loot Crate. I'm going to go Loot Crate DX for sure, because that's a good box.
You know, if you stop giving them away, it's like you signed up.
Damn it, Dan. Why do you have to? It's the children that point out the simple. What else we got to do here? Oh, what movies have you guys seen? What was the last movie you saw, Shane Moss?
I saw Don't Breathe? Yeah. It was like
You sure it wasn't Don't Think Twice?
It was Don't Breathe. It was a decent horror. It made me like jump a bunch and stuff. I don't know. The story was like fine enough. But it did the job. And then I saw this I keep forgetting the name of it. But I didn't care for it, but everyone else in the theater did. Hunt for the Wilder People.
Oh, you didn't like that?
I thought it was like it seemed like something that you could show at a nursing home and they would love it. Like, and then it was like, and
like
I saw
the Cocoon
Portland.
2 that was never.
Yeah,
realized.
I don't know. I say it was real cute, and I thought that it was like I saw it in Portland, and it seemed like a lot of like people that thought what they were watching was some very smart comedy, and I thought it was a little weak myself. But I hate watching comedy in theaters. I only went because I was with a group of people.
Oh, okay. We'll open with that next time.
And
then we'll discount your entire opinion.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I don't like because people...
I saw this in a theater, the most irritating way to see a film.
Yeah,
were there.
I felt my money going to the people who made it. Ugh.
If I watch a comedy in the theater, people laugh at parts that I don't think are funny, and then they don't laugh at parts that I think are funny, and it annoys me.
I felt the same way when I saw City Slickers. That's the moment when I remembered, or realized, that people will find things funny that I don't think are funny. I think there's lots of things in City Slickers that are funny, but the first time I saw it, people were laughing way too hard throughout. Just at the idea of middle-aged white men getting on horses was so fucking hilarious.
They're hard to ride.
They really take a lot of take moments of learning to figure out how to sit on a horse.
Sometimes you get on them backwards. It's crazy. If I were making the movie.
Dad,
I fell off a horse once.
Was that the first question? Off, everybody, let's. Yeah, you're right. Let's go down the panel. Who's fallen off of a horse?
I don't know why my city slicker joke bombed worse than the Asian joke did. I don't get why that happened. Just to bring it back.
I don't.
To that
well,
again.
I don't even know why the Asian joke was surprising. I mean, you said short round. That's Asian.
I just found it a little offensive. That's all. I was just.
The flag.
What was the last movie you saw, Dan?
The last movie I saw did not involve a joke the audience doesn't like. it was Popstar, Never Stop Stoppin', the Andy Samberg vehicle I finally saw. Because as you know, I have children, so I have to wait till it's on VOD.
Very fun movie, right?
I loved it. Yeah. It's fantastic. Should have made more money. It's nothing
it
funnier
was
than
the
seeing like
MacGruber of this year, I think.
Yeah, but also like you get to see like Mariah Carey like making fun of herself, which I didn't think was like genetically possible.
Oh, she can do it if she thinks it's the right thing to do. She still doesn't have any sense of humor at all.
No, but it was funny. She did it in a movie in context and stuff. It was great. I laughed at it.
It's good. I enjoy that movie very much.
I like when comedies work out, especially like in the theaters and such.
Jacob?
Dan, everything I do in my life involves a joke that the audience doesn't like. But the last movie I saw was Kubo and the Two Motherfucking Strings, and that shit was amazing.
Whoa! In the ads, they just say Kubo. Is that why?
No.
Because they're trying to hide the fact that Motherfucking Strings is in there?
Yeah, I saw it in D.C.
Not as many as you'd think.
It's a great movie. It was
people beautiful, you know, probably like his best. It's like 110% on there.
I cried three times.
Really?
Yeah, three times. The last time kind of violently. Like
here's
samurai
what I
crying.
I'm suspicious of that movie because it looks amazing, but Matthew McConaughey plays like a water bug like that.
No,
you find
he's
in
great.
Toilet.
In fact, I didn't even realize it was him till after the movie, even though I knew who was in it. I couldn't place the voice. I was like, "Who is that guy?" And then he did a really good job. Also, my favorite part of the movie starred a small Asian boy. Sorry, had to.
Whoa, you got an applause break for that.
Well, I started it. I don't know if it counts when you start your own applause break. It's my tactic.
You know what I really like? Jaws.
Favorite Bond villain.
Jaws. Is he really your favorite Bond villain?
No, of course not.
No. Which one, if you had to pick?
She's like heartbroken
really
that
Jaws.
He's not really
poor
your favorite
Jaws.
Villain. He's definitely the worst GoldenEye 007 Nintendo 64 character to play because he's too fucking tall and he's a big target, am I right, everybody?
Odd Job's a little harder to hit.
I think I like...
Exactly.
I think
so
I like Scaramanga, though, if I had to pick.
Oh, Scaramanga from...
Because it's Christopher Lee and he's got the cool
man
gun.
Man with the golden gun.
Yeah, the gun he puts together. It's not the best Bond movie, but it's a really cool Bond movie.
I like parts of that, and Nick Knack is a fun little sidekick. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
it's a fun little guy.
Yeah, he gets hung from a fucking, on the mast on the ship at the end. It's a good laugh.
It wasn't offensive to little people
look
at
this,
all. Making him
look at this little person. He won't ever just kill himself. That's what
I don't know if
Hervé Villechaize killed himself, you guys. Yeah, sorry to bring everybody down. Did you hear about
guys, Dan
Tom
beat
Hanks?
Cancer. Dan beat cancer, everybody.
Did you hear about Tom Hanks?
He's got to get the energy back up.
Tom Hanks didn't beat it, though.
I think if you're talking about that, you're just supposed to refer to him as if his name is Philadelphia. Mr. Philadelphia didn't beat it.
Tom Hanks killed himself yesterday, and it's still not out in the news because people are so concerned about Hillary's health.
She didn't smile when she coughed. Boo.
Boo. Joe, have you been to the movies lately?
Yes. The newest movie I've seen, actually it was on VOD, but it is theatrical. I'm Not a Serial Killer was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, with Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
That's a pretty cool movie.
Yeah, it's really fucking crazy. It's shot on 16mm. He plays like a super crazy role. He's like, and it's like, he's not a day player. He's actually in the entire movie. It's really awesome.
Yeah, it's a really interesting turn for him. Like, he's usually, you know, lovable and likable and or a fun villain. But in this, he's straight up creepy.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I saw it at the Bruce Campbell Horror Film Festival, which is, I got to see a lot of crazy shit. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. All right, well, this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Gentlemen, pick your name tags. Lots of good name tags to choose from. And all you got to do is go grab one and bring it back to your seat.
Dan, serious,
yeah.
Bud.
Do it as loudly as possible. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. There aren't any ads in this episode, so I'm going to run down some of my upcoming personal appearances for you. Starting with this Friday, I'm doing stand-up at 4:45 in the afternoon at the Caboo Music Festival in Del Mar, California, where the turf meets the surf. Joining me will be Jacob Sirov. So come by wherever they do the comedy early on Friday afternoon. It's the first day of the festival. And see me and Jacob at 4:45. Then on Monday, Doug Loves Movies is back in Los Angeles at the UCB Sunset location at 10:30 p.m. A nice, fun, late start for those of you who are into watching the Monday Night Football. Speaking of football, the Houston Texans, they won their first game, right? I'm going to be in Houston for a special happy hour show on Friday, September 30th at 4:20. You got to skip work or not have work to come by, but I'd certainly like to see you there. And then another Doug Loves Movies taping is happening the next day, October 1st, in Dallas, Texas at Hyenas, and it looks like that's going to sell out pretty soon. So get your tickets for that. On October 3rd, you know what October 3rd is, you guys? It's Mean Girls Day. So I have to interrupt Mean Girls at CineFamily in Los Angeles. October 8th, Wilbur Theater in Boston. October 15th, The Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina. These are all at 4:20 on Saturdays. Tacoma, Washington on Saturday, October 22nd. Then I'm doing a Thursday night Doug Loves Movies at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco on October 27th. I'm back at the Woman's Club in Minneapolis, Minnesota on November 5th. And Gramercy Theater, the 12 Guests of Christmas sold out, so come to a regular Doug Loves Movies taping at the Gramercy Theater, which will also be a lot of fun, maybe as many as 5 or 6 guests, and that's on November 27th. All right, enough of me yakking. Back to the show.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Joe Bagos picked Alex Action. Election. Where's Alex at? Oh, your name's Alexa?
Yeah.
All right. But good job. You got picked. You got a Reese Witherspoon, and then your face is in her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how it is. Jacob, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Abby T. Or is your name Abby or Abbott?
Abby, okay. T.
Abby T.
And it says extraterrestrial.
Limited release at Nerdmelt, Showtimes, Showtime's 420. 420 is singular. But those are the showtimes. 420. It was a I actually picked you for effort. It was a rush job. I thought that everyone else just had like 8x10, you know, printed up pieces of paper from their computers. I thought this
it's
was actually...
It's a large rush job.
There's like
job.
Foam core involved.
Yeah, least. Yeah, you did a good job. I'm proud. Dan?
I have a VHS copy of Independence Day.
Oh.
But instead of pen, it's got like a label maker printed out the name Ben.
Independence.
Independence Day. Independence and I love it Day. Because he did it on the sides,
and
too.
The top. Like,
at the top.
The top, yeah.
He fucking...
Thorough.
He was like, you know what?
I guess he doesn't own a copy of Bend It Like Beckham.
Oh my God, that would have been so much better.
Yeah.
And then on the back, he's got some shitheads, I should say right now, right?
No. No, don't do it! Great choice.
I have Euro Dreams of Drushy. Yeah, I like that's one of my favorite documentaries of all time. It's about how being really good at stuff is way overrated and not worth it.
You forgot to put Ben on the inside on the actual tape, goddammit.
Son of Ben.
When is your attention to detail going to improve, Ben?
I would trade it in disgust, but I'm tired.
All right. So I got some games planned for you guys. I hope you all enjoy it.
Why are you clinging to that box?
Because I'm using it as a desk. Because I got some writing to do. While you guys are playing these games, I'm going to do some writing.
It's adorable, though. It's like you really can't let go of those Deadpool sunglasses. You're like clinging to it all tight like a fucking Harry Potter goblin
I'm
or some shit.
I'm giving the box. I'm going to give up the box. Don't you worry about me giving up
give
the
up
box.
Give up that box. Yeah.
All right. This first game we're going to play is called Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the name of a motion picture. The first person who repeats it back wins.
It's too hard.
There can only be one winner. Okay, here we go.
Is it, am I?
Shh.
Is this really what it's
He's going to start saying it!
What's your question, Jacob?
You're going to say the name of a movie, and then someone's going to repeat it.
Yes,
as
Jacob.
Fast as we can. Okay.
Yeah, first person repeats, it wins.
All right.
I'm going to watch all your mouths. Joe's is the hardest to find.
Is that a movie? Never mind.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad!
Thank you. Thanks for agreeing that I clearly won that, everybody.
That sounded like a sting you'd hear during the movie. Let's go, Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad!
This is not a real game.
All right, Shane is the proclaimed winner on that one.
Good job, Shane.
Thanks. How many points did I get for that?
No points. Oh. You just get to go first in the next game. It's a slight advantage, not a big deal.
All right.
Yeah. This next game is called Last Man Stanton. Yeah. Now, on last night's show that no one here has heard yet because we're backed up a day on our shows, there was a gentleman in the audience with the fun Twitter handle Jews and Reviews. And... When Last Man Stand came up, he suggested Giovanni Ribisi. So we burned him alive. And somehow he survived. And he's back again tonight. Are you here tonight, Jews and Reviews?
Independence Day.
Oh, you're Independence Day?
Ah!
Hilarious. All right, so...
What have I done?
Oh. All right, so Ben...
Can he explain the Jews in Reviews?
Oh, well, it's something to do with he is in fact Jewish and he reviews movies. Is that right?
Got it.
So
got
why it. Jews? Why Jews? How many Jews?
He has family. God damn him. It!
Two Jews? Would you say 6 million, Tuck? Or somebody in the crowd said that, I think. Or maybe it was the voice in my head that makes jokes that the audience doesn't like.
All right, Mr. Reviews. He wants another chance, and I'm giving it to him. I don't know why I do this so repeatedly. I give people a second chance. What have you got that's better than Giovanni Ribisi?
Now I have a stake in it, so I'm switching it up.
You're switching it up? I didn't tell you to go with your gut, kid.
These Jews are so shifty.
Shane.
Ben Affleck.
What?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, we're going with. Ben Affleck. So Shane gets a start. Then we'll go Dan, Jacob, Joe, and me. We're just going to name Ben Affleck movies. If you can't think of one, you're out. And you can use your one time. You can use a lifeline. You can use the person whose name tag you chose as your lifetime. Ah. Lifetime lifeline. Just once.
All right.
At any point in the proceeding. So use it strategically. You guess wrong, you're out.
Start now.
Shane. Ben Affleck movie. Go.
Batman versus
any
Superman.
Ben Affleck. Now here's it. You stepped right into a trap early on, yeah. So it's good that we can explain it right away. You got to do the full title.
And that wasn't the full title.
I don't think it was, but then again, I'm not here to help you.
Really? I just thought that
I'm
was
against
title.
You.
All right. I'm going.
You can switch it to something else.
You
could go to your lifeline.
I can switch it to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I will go with. I'm all of a sudden blanking because I'm shocked that that's not the name of the movie. I'm going with Good Will Hunting.
Full title, please. Dan?
I think we got to go Gigli, Doug.
Okay.
Suicide Squad.
Jacob says Suicide Squad.
Phantoms.
Strange.
Wow, that's a... I would have pocketed that one for later. Also, if I were any of the other three players, I probably would have said Superman versus Batman Dawn of Justice.
Is that the real title?
No, it's Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
I was wondering about that too. Are you sure it's Batman first?
I've never known which one is first.
It's also Batman v Superman.
Well, yeah, if you want to get real real crazy.
I didn't know we were playing like that.
Title's longer than the movie.
What does the V stand for?
Versus.
This isn't like a side game.
Vegan, I think. Menus in Los Angeles usually means vegan.
It's my turn now, right?
Vegetarian.
Some people just call it BVS.
All right, Daredevil.
DOJ.
Huh?
Daredevil.
Oh. Dan?
Argo!
Fuck yourself.
Thank you very much!
Jacob. I'm going to go with my favorite Ben Affleck movie, Reindeer Games.
The Town?
Yeah. Oh, this is how we're going to play it? You guys are going to be all good at it? Dazed and Confused.
Chasing Amy.
Oh.
Mallrats.
Whoa, knocking them down.
Dogma.
Oh.
Jersey Girl.
Oh! God damn it!
Once that can got opened!
Holy crap. You know what, you guys? I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to be changing lanes.
Jay and Silent Bob's Revenge.
Oh.
Jay and Silent Bob's Strike Back, Doug.
Whoa, that was vicious. I didn't even have time to kick him out. For getting it wrong. So sorry, Shane. You'll be back in the next game. Jacob?
Shit, I just had one. I lost it. He's only made about 57 movies, so it's a difficult one.
Oh, there's that one where he...
Shush!
That's the one I'm trying to think of, Doug.
You son of a bitch.
God damn it, that's crazy. I know.
Gotta tap out?
No. And not until you make me.
Oh, I'm gonna make you. As soon as I think of a Ben Affleck movie, I'm gonna make you tap out.
Wait. There's so fucking many. God damn, that's crazy. That's insane. I can't believe you're letting me take this long.
I can't believe it either.
Can I just say another one and eliminate everybody else?
No. What happened? What was that one?
Yeah,
use your lifeline. Yeah, good call.
I can't believe
good
I'm
call.
Doing this early, but Abby T.
What do you got, Abby?
I'm phoning home, Abby T. What's up? You got nothing?
You got no Ben Affleck movies? Guy next to you whispered one in your ear.
No!
Yes. Do you still want the answer? Yeah. No, I want to lose the game,
it's
Abby.
Cheating.
Gone Girl. Okay, I'm going to go with Gone Girl.
Why did we not come up with Gone Girl? That's pretty crazy.
Thanks, guy with phone in his sock. That's not creepy.
I think I just thought of one, though. Joe, do you have another one?
Armageddon.
Oh, of course Armageddon.
Oh, that...
God damn it!
I forgot the one I thought of.
I remember the one that you were talking about, the one plays a guy who does a thing.
Oh, he plays a guy who does a thing? Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I've got like a couple of movies spinning around in my head where I see him in there, but I'm going to tap in interest of time.
Really? Well, how about motherfucking Elektra?
Oh, he shows up in Elektra?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
It's like the only thing that made the two people see it.
I just thought of it again, the one that I had and then I lost. But that's cool. Jacob?
That happened to me too, and that is Pearl Harbor.
Whoa! That's a big one.
Argo?
Argo already
I already
came
did
out.
Argo! Oh, really? Yeah!
Please, settle down.
I'm sorry, I have one gear. I apologize.
I said Argo!
Did I mention I never actually went to chemo? I just yelled at my tumor for like 9 weeks.
I've been sitting on this cancer joke that's just going to bomb the whole show. But if things get bad enough, I'll spring it up.
Oh, that's exciting. Nice tease.
Yeah.
Do you got another one, Joe?
I do not.
Right? We're at the end of the rope here. Lifeline. Oh, yeah. Lifeline. You want to use your lifeline? She was going to say Gone
You've
Girl.
Had all this time to look on your phone.
No, don't look on your phone. That's cheating.
Oh, if you could direct one, then
sure,
I
sure, he could have directed
what?
One, but we already
gone,
did.
Gone Baby Gone.
There you go. Gone Baby Gone.
Do I still get my life
with directing counts?
Yeah, directing counts.
Without being in it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Gone Baby Gone?
Producing doesn't fucking count.
Are we just saying Casey Affleck movies? Is that what's happening?
Gone Baby Gone Girl. No, I'm going to take it. Dan?
What you got for me, Ben?
School
School ties.
School fucking ties. Yikes. That's impressive. Jacob.
Just do your cancer joke and admit you lost.
If I, you know, that's actually, I wish I would have thought of that without you saying it. And I could have just done it. Give me a sec. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to do the cancer joke at some point tonight. I can see some tension on your faces. He's not going to do it. No, I'm going to do it.
My arm is bleeding because I scratched a zit or something. Oh, God. Don't worry. I don't have, like, arm hair cancer.
Yeah,
or
you, just have, you just have blood next to me. That's all. It's not a big deal.
Hey, Shane, you want to do my show tonight? There might be blood next to you.
Oh, can I?
It's the sequel to There Will Be Blood. There might be blood next to you.
There's a strong possibility there will be little bits of blood next to you.
I may ask for some of your milkshake.
I'm not even at all sure he's in it, but I'm going to say...
Go for it. JFK, I know it. You're going to say
no,
it. JFK.
Was he in Mystic River?
Mystic River?
No? Everybody sure know? You know?
Pretty
no,
sure. Yeah.
That was Sean Penn, right?
He directed it.
It had a real Gone Baby Gone.
I think
gone
it was Casey
kind of,
Affleck was in it or something.
It.
I think Casey might have
sure,
been
sure, all right. Settle down. Everybody quiet.
Well, guys, you know my mom almost beat cancer. That's
not
joke.
A joke.
That's
joke.
The whole joke. That's my whole mom joke. Almost
well,
beat
she died
cancer.
Of, yeah, she died of cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a dark joke.
I kind of liked it.
It's
thanks,
not bad.
Man. I thought it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the kind of thing you announce, but if I would have yeah. figured out a way
it
to
it would have been
in.
So perfect if the it's, first time Dan said, I just beat cancer, you said, my mom almost
I know,
beat
that's,
cancer.
That's I wanted
no
to say
Kleenex
it, but I
shooting everywhere in my. Well, you can't see it from there, but that's. Yeah, there's a little weird.
Your OCD is way worse than mine.
There's like dust particles. That have touched his blood.
I'm trying to focus on the cancer joke.
Joe, you should be filming this. There's like gore happening.
It's the worst telekinesis movie ever. I've got a small red spot on my arm.
I know, and Shane
it
is
won't
super
stop
uncomfortable.
Slightly bleeding. Oh, no, I'm fine.
I literally scratched a hair follicle.
Okay. You can bleed. It's
oh
all right.
Oh, my God.
That might be the most Jewish thing ever said.
It. I didn't like get cancer because a bum ran up to me and vomited blood in my face or something. Oh God, he's got that one.
Well, that was what I was going to ask next. I was okay. kind of worried if that's how cancer works.
No, buddy, it's not.
Right. I've noticed the crowd's really into the cancer stuff tonight. I've just there's a vibe.
Do you guys want to play another game?
Is that one?
Hmm?
Yeah, I fucking killed that one. I was the last one to get one right. Right, so I win.
Yeah.
I think I'm still in it, right?
Yeah, we're still
oh, right.
doing this
yeah.
thing. Holy fact, shit.
Oh, because Mystic River.
I lost interest in this game, but it's still going.
All that blood.
Yeah, that blood really threw me off.
So little blood.
Yeah. So whose turn is it? Joe?
Yeah.
Do unreleased movies count?
That's always a real tough point to...
Because
Ben
Affleck is the accountant.
Right. Oh, that's house. That's like in a week or two it's coming out. I will accept it.
Geely 2, more gobble gobble, please. Went straight to video.
Incorrect.
Son of a bitch.
What was the name of the when he played Jack Ryan? Clear and Present Danger?
Some of all fucking fears.
Oh.
Yeah, they were ready with that. They were poised with that one. That one was locked and loaded. All right, so Dan is our official winner of that game, but what else did we miss? Smoking
no,
aces.
Joe won.
I'm sorry, Joe won. Hollywoodland is the one I thought of too late. Paycheck.
Vampire Slayer.
What?
Really?
Ben Affleck is in Buffy the Vampire Slayer? I will
That's
ruin
awesome.
You.
So he was in
He's
Buffy
in
like...
Field of Dreams! This is... I cannot stand this.
I don't feel bad about any of these so far. Usually there's all these ones that make you feel bad for not getting
them. Yeah, right. These were all pretty crazy. Like, Some of All Fears is probably the biggest one, and I wouldn't have remembered that.
That wasn't on deck for me.
Yeah, I was thinking of Surviving Christmas with the Clumps.
Wow.
Christmas with the Clanks.
How did Jews and Reviews review Surviving Christmas?
One star, David.
You did boil it.
One star, David. I can't believe that just happened.
You're fucking welcome, dude.
Just stop doing the show altogether. It's not gonna get any better than that. I don't know how late we started, so I don't know how late we can go, but I'll ballpark it.
I think there's an 11 o'clock show, so.
Okay, so, wait, yeah, but my show has to be shorter because the earlier show went longer?
I don't fucking
know. Why are you asking Dan?
Why did I become manager of the UCB all of a sudden?
Because you came in with what time the next show was going to start.
I thought I was being
you
helpful.
You came forward with information, so you're the man.
So I'm daddy now.
Dan's lost a lot of blood. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
All right, so
get a picture of this nap.
Since Joe won that last game, he gets. We'll play one more game, and he gets. he gets a leg up in that game because he gets one point just for winning the last game. Yeah. Oh snap! Oh snap is right. I'm writing it down. All right, it's done. Here's the game. It's called Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Yes. Taking the country by storm. You guys buzz in with your own names. I'm going to list somebody's top four on their IMDb page, the things they're most known for according to IMDb. And, of course, IMDb. And as always...
Wait, D.B. And, Cooper? Holy shit! Thank you.
Just D.B. No Cooper. I forgot what I was saying. I'm going to have to start over.
Something about D.B.
My name
Sweeney.
Is Doug, and I love movies. If you jump in on the first title, be careful, because, you know, there's lots of people in each movie, and if you guess wrong, it's negative 1 point. But for every remaining title in the top four, you get to guess and get an additional bonus point. Any questions? Good. No, seriously, any questions? I went too fast.
No, sounds good.
All right. Buzz in with your own name. That's the toughest part for people. They just yell out the name of the answer instead of their own name. Whose top four on IMDb starts with The Godfather? I like your patience. Or all the microphones went out. Next title, Misery.
Jacob.
Jacob.
It'd be James Caan.
James Caan is correct. Now, Jacob and Jacob alone can name two more James Caan projects in his top four on IMDb for two more bonus points.
He had a really disappointing career, so it shouldn't be that hard. But he's known for that. I made $8,000 last year. I can't roast James Caan on a fucking podcast, really?
James Caan listens to this podcast.
I hope so. And get like a feud going, because Dan won't start a fake one with me. I need traction. Okay, what, I'm going to say Thief.
And?
Was that correct, or you're not telling me yet?
I don't tell you yet.
Okay. And let's go with Bottle Rocket.
Both of those are incorrect.
Okay.
He was on a television program called Las Vegas.
Yeah! Wow.
And he was in the runaway smash holiday hit, Elf.
How many stars of David did Elf get?
Two.
Two
stars of David for Elf.
Well-loved movie. Only
it's not as fun to go back to once you know the stars of David part.
Right, well, I guess the Jews are just stingy with their stars of David.
He didn't say the word Star of David. I think if he'd said two stars of David, yeah, we would all have gotten back into the groove. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, Stella. Joe has 1 point, and Jacob has 1 point. Here we go. Whose top four starts with Spartacus? Second film, Paths of Glory.
Jacob.
Oh, shit. It always sounds like Jacob and then someone else just making a noise. Jacob?
Kirk Douglas.
That's correct. Two more Kirk Douglas projects.
About 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and Tough Guys.
Final Countdown. The Final Countdown. And 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Well done.
How's the Glory Stanley Kubrick movie? Not that well known.
They're both Stanley Kubrick movies.
That one.
Spartacus?
No, Spartacus, yeah. True. Yeah. Sure. I didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't count Spartacus. I know we did it, but...
All right, we're playing four rounds. Jacob has three. Joe has one. Two rounds left. Tiebreaker if necessary.
No.
You never know. Jacob's really running away with this. I don't know what's going on the other end down there. What kind of drugs are you on, Shane?
Zero drugs. I think that's the problem.
Speaking of Jews...
Wait, that lady said, ay-yi-yi.
Yeah, she sure did.
That's Jewish?
That's pretty Jewish. Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Of course you are. You're Jewish. I mean, look at her. Look at her Jew face. I feel like, does the crowd not know I'm Jewish? I feel like that was obvious. But that's why I can make jokes about small Asian people. I've bought enough of their food, but I've earned the right. They're right. Food and they're women.
Here we go. Who's top four starts with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Dan.
Oh, he's taking a swing at it. What do you got, Dan?
Paul Newman.
That is correct.
50-50. 50-50. The smart one.
It could have been other actors from that movie. It could have been Richard Kiel, the aforementioned Jaws.
Was he in that?
Yep. He's the one that Butch Cassidy kicks in the nuts when they're going to have a fair fight, and he just first thing he does is just kick him in the nuts. All right, Dan got a point for that, but now he gets to name three more Paul Newman movies in hopes of getting three more bonus points and taking the lead. Go, Dan.
Cool Hand Luke, Slapshot, and Hudsucker Proxy.
Wow, you really ripped those out there in a confident manner. And only one of the three was correct. Yeah, Cool Hand Luke matches up. They went with, yeah, give them some applause for that. They gave, they also included The Sting and Cars.
Oh, Jesus
Cars,
Christ.
Probably the greatest legacy of the Paul Newman.
Last movie.
Either that or the popcorn. Either Cars
air
or
out
popcorn.
The room after bringing that movie up. Jesus.
All right, so that means that Dan is close behind Jacob now with 2 points. Jacob has three, Joe has one. And Shane, thanks for coming by.
Oh, buddy.
Appreciate having you here, and this is the one where you got to really jump in early if you got a feeling for it. So far, we have James Caan, Kirk Douglas, Paul Newman, whose top four on IMDb starts with Overboard. I heard somebody mutter an answer that might be right. You know I don't like hearing those right answers. You yell out something dumb, I'm fine with it. You know the right answer. Keep it to yourself. Nobody's jumping in. Here we go. Death Becomes
Jacob.
Her.
Jacob.
Jacob.
That would be Goldie Hawn.
That is Goldie Hawn. Jacob securing the win outright with that move. But do you want to guess three more just for fun?
Yeah, I'd like to. How about... It was over or Death Becomes Her... Seems Like Old Times and Foul Play.
Wow. Really? Right.
Very
right.
Thoughtful. Wow.
She went to the goddamn army. That's
wow.
I'm just older than I look.
It's Private Benjamin for sure.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's Private Benjamin and First Wives Club.
Oh,
First Wives
just watched
Club.
Watched that on mute in a bar the other day.
There you go. My favorite way to watch it. Yeah, so Jacob is our winner today.
Of the whole thing? Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah. You brought it all down. Where is the person you were playing for, Abby? Come
Abby
get your prizes. You get a very heavy... very heavy loot crate. Yeah, you might want to, someone can help you too, maybe. There you go. And this bag and this poster. I know, it's too much stuff. Like, have you ever gone by CBS Television City after Price is Right has been taping, and there's somebody like just trying to put the whole Showcase Showdown on the top of their car? To take it home. It's like really, it's crazy. Were these two posters made by like the same person?
They were.
I'm a real name tag detective. When I saw the backs, the way the shitheads were written on them the same way, I was like, okay.
Whoa.
Those match up pretty good.
Those are interesting
ones. Those
are
interesting, yeah. I don't know.
Mortal enemies. Right? Yeah.
What does Ben have on the back of... all right.
Jesus okay, Christ, so
we got some good ones. Do you guys want to play one more round just for fun?
Fuck yes. Yeah.
I got a tiebreaker round that I did, and I'm really proud of this whole thing because you guys still haven't caught on to what the theme is.
Oh.
But so far, we've got James Caan, Kirk Douglas, Paul Newman, Goldie Hawn.
They're all old or dead.
Yeah, it's all old or dead people. Here we go. Whose top four starts with Star Trek?
Which Star Trek? The most
Star Trek. No, just Star Trek.
Okay.
Shane?
TV show.
Oh.
Shane?
William Shatner?
That's correct.
Really redeeming myself in the round.
The practice
that
round.
Okay, name three more in William Shatner's top four.
Oh, you could do this. What else is he known for?
What else has he done? He does commercials.
Oh, God. Don't shush. Just do. Everybody shut up.
is this embarrassing that I don't know that? I didn't know he did other things.
Everybody, well, come on down to the UCB Theater and shut up.
You don't need to. I think the idea is you don't need to know more than that.
Yeah, just more Star Trek.
Shut
things,
your
right?
audience mouths. What do you got?
Just more Star Trek.
More, let me write that down. More Star Trek.
Like, that was the name of one
Jacob,
of them.
Jacob, do you want to guess?
Yeah, Star Trek 3, The Search for Spock. Star Trek 2, The Rapid Cut. No?
No, TJ Hooker and fucking Boston Legal.
Search for Spock didn't make it in there. Those TV shows didn't make it there. Those
really?
Ugly TV shows. But Star Trek 2, Wrath of Khan is in there.
Oh. Voyage Home.
And two more. Yeah, Voyage Home, the Star
That's
Trek
the
4.
That's the biggest commercial success.
Yeah, and Star Trek 5, The Final Frontier. Yeah. That's his top four. Yeah, and William Shatner concludes my fun little game of all of those people, James Caan, Kirk Douglas, Paul Newman, Goldie Hawn, William Shatner. They're all mentioned in Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song.
A little premature.
Yeah, well, it's never too early to start.
Not even Halloween yet.
It's not too early to start talking about the holidays and the next Douglas movies, 12 Guests of Christmas show, December 13th at Largo. So Jacob, you won the whole thing tonight? Is that what I said?
And I had the
Is
most.
Is that
games.
What really happened? Can you come back Monday night over at UCB Sunset as the reigning champion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Sam Levine might show up too.
Oh,
so you're
man.
Gonna get some. You're gonna get some
I've
real competition.
I only played Sam once. I beat him though in San Diego.
Oh well, there you go. So
you
finally, you guys are going head to head again.
Yeah, he's been clamoring for a rematch. You know, the numbers haven't been right. Our promoters have been talking, but I think the time is it's time for
All
time
right.
to get it on.
Shane, what do you got to plug, buddy?
Just my 65 city tour about.
Just my 65 city tour.
What are you doing? Like one a day on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's like 64 cities in America.
I'm doing all of it. I'm doing huge clubs and coffee shops and music venues and every sort of venue. So if you want to see me not covered in someone else's cancer blood, come out.
I am cancer free, you know.
Newly cancer free blood.
It's like Zoe super says. Clean blood.
Yeah, that's the best.
I go to like a lot of doctors to make sure my blood is fucking awesome.
I wouldn't brag about that into a microphone because there's probably some vampires here. Yeah. Why wouldn't a vampire live in Los Angeles? The weather's perfect. Today was amazing. Dan, you're alive.
Yeah.
Yes. So happy for that. And what else you got going on?
Hopefully I'll be going back on the road more now that I'm healthy again. But in the meantime, if you're in Los Angeles, I'll be on the At Midnight staff show over at Nerdmelt at the end of September. I think it's September 26th. So check that out.
That should be fun. Lots of fun people on the staff over there.
Yeah, Ron
Funches
is going to drop in. And
congratulations on your second Emmy for At Midnight.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's very
super
cool.
Fun. Got to run the At Midnight Twitter account from a chemo chair. That was a good time. So I'm super proud of that one.
Even uplifting cancer stories.
Yeah,
are
you know.
Oh, hey.
The words chemo chair really really bring down a room.
Follow me on Twitch. I just started a Twitch channel where I'm trying to be funny while I play video games and shit.
Telford, that's fun.
I'm Telford Dan on Twitch.
Sometimes. Like, are you one of the guys, the picture in picture guys? You one of those guys now?
What?
My kids are obsessed with this. Is that what you do? You play the game?
Yeah. You can watch me play like Overwatch or No Man's Sky on like your
like
phone.
That, like guy, like that. I fucking hate that. Like Jacksepticeye guy. Do you know who that is?
No.
Is that like an Irish accent? I don't know if he listens to the show, but fuck you, man. Get out of my home. Get your voice out of my home. Get away from my children.
Hey, Stampy Cat of Minecraft. If you're out there, I'm a big fan.
Do you know what this phenomenon though? These people that play video games
absolutely.
And children are obsessed with it.
I have two children. Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
I played the Vibe virtual reality today, and it was awesome. Just thought I'd brag about that quick.
Well, I've got a show to wrap up, so...
12 minutes.
Jacob, got any plugs?
Yeah, September 28th and 29th, I'll be at the San Francisco Punchline with my good friend Kasim Bentley. We do the show called... we're really creative, so we called it Sear Off Bentley. And we basically just do racist crowd work for like an hour. And it's really... It's dueling racist crowd work for an hour. And it's really...
He's black and you're white.
Black,
and you
I'm
just
Jewish,
get up there
really
and just
white,
go
right?
after it.
Doesn't really... It doesn't count as white. I mean, it's white. It's white, but it's not white.
Check your whole. Privilege, bro.
Well, I just mean, it's not like white privilege. That white. If I go to jail and it's all divided up racially, I don't get to hang out with the white guys.
Right, but you don't get picked up for being...
No, I mean, it's better than white in a lot of ways. I'm just saying it's not... There's a
Whoa.
Difference.
Are you the chosen
Just as far
people?
As like intelligence and, you know, creativity and stuff. Not like, don't worry, don't take it personally. So I'm doing that show with Kasim on the 20th, 29th. I'm sure you all are booking your tickets on
Yeah, and
Kayak
how can
right
people
now.
Plug again how people can argue with you?
And also, speaking of arguing with me, I'm still there's this new app and website called VidChat, which is a lot like Periscope, but you can chat with, you know, broadcasters. And then I'm going to be doing this channel where you can also bid some money, a small amount of money, and a lot of it goes to charity, I think, where you can video chat with the broadcaster, and that would be me. And I'm starting a show called Sear Off Wars, where if you hate my Star Wars opinion, as I'm sure most of you, or if not all of you do, you can actually pay money to argue with me about Star Wars and tell me why you think I'm wrong and get put in your place.
Yeah, he'll tell you why Jar Jar Binks is great.
I sure will.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said that about everything that's happened so
no,
far.
She's very enthusiastic about everything.
She's the one that wants to buy the coloring book, too. I think she's very into psychedelics.
I was like, the beer cans are black. And she was like, yay. All right. So Joe Bagos, the movie's called The Mind's Eye. It's really fun if you like watching people's, how would you say it, without giving too much away?
Their heads fucking explode.
Their heads fucking explode. Exactly. That's what I was looking for.
If you say scanners in any way, though, everyone's waiting for some splody heads, right?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and it definitely delivers, and it's on iTunes and VOD, and check it out, you guys. And thank you for being here, dude.
For sure.
Thank you to all of my guests, yeah. Shane Moss, hey, Dan Telfer, Jacob Sieroff, and Joe Bagos. Yeah,
coming for you, Levine.
We'll be back over at, yeah, he's going after Sam Levine Monday night. You heard it here. And I get another great guest in there as well. And as always, Kent and Paul are shitheads for thinking this name tag sucks. Jesus Christ is a shithead?
That's the weirdest.
That's, yeah, well, no, this one's weird too. Yes. Neil deGrasse Tyson is a shithead.
The same handwriting as Jesus Christ.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of World is viewing prowess makes him.